Chapter 61. Jesse stood in the back of the room in the town hall auditorium while Molly held her daily press briefing. "There's a development in the Walton Weeks murder," Molly said. "We have identified two suspects and are pursuing several leads, though at this time we do not have sufficient evidence to arrest anyone." A television reporter in front said, "Can you give us names, Moll?" Molly smiled. "Sure," she said. "How about Cain and Abel? I mean names of suspects." "Oh," Molly said, "no, I can't give you those names." "Why not?" someone yelled. "Don't want to," Molly said. "When do you expect an arrest?" "Or arrests," Molly said. "As soon as we develop our leads more fully." "Do you have a timetable?" "Oh, absolutely," Molly said. "ASAP. Margie, you have a question?" "I understand the governor has become actively involved in the case," a woman said. "He has," Molly said. "I'll be damned." "You didn't know that?" Margie said. "Nope," Molly said. "Had no idea." "Is there a political overtone to this case?" a man said. "Here," Molly said, "in the Bay State?" "Hard to imagine." "Are you saying the governor is involved and you don't know it?" "I'm not saying what the governor's involved in," Molly answered. "I have no knowledge of any involvement by the governor in this case." "Are you implying that his involvement is useless?" "No. Useful? What part of no knowledge don't you understand, Jim?" Molly said. "What's the governor's position on this case?" "I don't know," Molly said. "He's not made it clear?" "I haven't spoken with the governor," Molly said. "About this case?" "About anything," Molly said. "I've never met him in my life." "Has Chief Stone spoken with the governor?" "Don't know," Molly said. "Why doesn't Chief Stone ever meet with the press?" "Doesn't seem to want to," Molly said. "What about the public's right to know?" "Chief Stone is mostly about protect and serve," Molly said. "He doesn't care about the public's right to know?" "Deeply," Molly said. "He cares about that every bit as deeply as you do, Murray. As we all do." "Then why doesn't he talk with us?" "He likes to have me do it," Molly answered. "He says I'm more fun." "One more question. What kinds of clues are you pursuing?" "The ones we've got," Molly said. "Thank you all very much." By the time Molly shoved her way through the reporters and got back to the station house, Jesse was there already. "I saw you up back," Molly said. "Do I get a raise for not directing them to you?" "Better than that," Jesse said. "You keep your job." "I hope the two suspects thing didn't get buried by the governor bullshit."
"There are enough reporters out there. A couple of them will recognize actual information," Jesse said.
"Think we'll get anything moving?"
"I don't know. The tighter things feel," Jesse said, "the more likely something is to come squeezing out.
As far as I can see, their best bet is to sit tight and do nothing."
"That's because you're not feeling squeezed," Jesse said.
"Except by the fucking press," Molly said. "I thought Irish Catholic Mothers of Four didn't say fucking." Molly smiled. "We generally don't," Molly said. "On the other hand, we're not ignorant of the phrase. There's the four kids."
"Worth remembering," Jesse said. "Lutz at least knows I know he did it. I don't know yet how much involvement she had."
"I'm guessing a lot," Molly said.
"Me too," Jesse said.
"So when they read about suspects and leads and stuff, they'll know we're talking about them.
And maybe they won't be smart enough to sit still and do nothing." "The whole crime has already been overthought," Jesse said.
"The refrigerator and the corpse display?" Molly said. "That sort of thing?"
"We both know," Jesse said, "when all is said and done, the ones you can't solve are the ones where somebody walks in, aces somebody, disposes of the murder weapon, and walks away. No motive, no witnesses, nothing. This thing with Weeks and his girlfriend was badly overproduced."
"So they'll be inclined not to sit still," Molly said.
"It's why I think Lori's involved," Jesse said. "Lutz is an ex-cop. He should know better." What if he prevails this time, Molly said. What if they do sit tight?
I know that one or both of them did it, Jesse said. Sooner or later, I'll prove it.
Molly looked at Jesse for a long moment, then she reached up and rested her hand briefly on his cheek.
Yes, she said. You will, won't you?